Wasn't I always talking to the girls in my foundation about the law of attraction? Wasn't I always telling them that you become what you think about? So I turned off those memories and in my mind created a new one of tonight. Picking up the lotion, I sat on the bed, then squeezed a quarter-sized dab onto my palm. As I raised my leg and massaged the lotion into my skin, I closed my eyes and imagined that my fingertips were no longer mine. My fingers belonged to Preston. And now, his tongue followed the trail set by his fingers. I sat up and shuddered. I could almost feel it. I could almost imagine it. Almost. That was the problem. It was hard for me to imagine because it was hard to remember all the way back to the last time when his hands had touched me that way, since his lips had made me shudder. Yes, we'd had quickies, once or maybe twice a week when Preston just needed a release. Stop it. Why did I keep going back to how it used to be? Why couldn't I just focus on what would happen once Preston came home? Tonight was going to be one for the ages after my husband saw me in this lingerie and these. I pushed myself from the bed and slipped into my 6-inch Louboutins, another consolation gift from my husband, although I couldn't remember what his apology was for that time. Turning back to the full-length mirror, I finger-fluffed my curls that were still fresh from my appointment today. I didn't like wearing my shoulder-length hair out this way, preferring my signature ponytail when casual, chignon when professional. But Preston loved my hair curled, and he loved my legs in stilettos, and he loved me wearing more skin than clothes. So tonight, Preston would love me. The chime of the downstairs door opening shocked me and made me freeze for just a moment. Of course, I expected Preston home. It was just after 9, but still, my heart fluttered. Alexa, I spoke to my wireless speaker. Play Adore by Prince. Adore Explicit by Prince, Alexa told me. Explicit. That was exactly what Preston and I needed. I jumped onto the bed, not so sexily, but by the time I plumped up the pillows and leaned back, I was nothing but sexy. I was sitting in the middle of a memory. Our wedding night, Adore, our favorite song, playing on a CD as we made love, over and over and over. I sighed and then I smiled. Mentally, I was finally in the right place. Until the end of time, I'll be there for you. My heart beat to the rhythm of the song as I listened for Preston. I heard his faint steps on our parquet floor in the foyer, but then I heard something else, his voice. Please, God, let this night be perfect. His steps were coming closer. He was on the stairs, but his voice came with him. He was still in the hallway, but now I heard him clearly. I told you that's not the way to go. You're too young. Your company is too young for such a conservative approach. You have the luxury of waiting out the stock market. I closed my eyes as there was a moment of silence. Then Preston started up again. Yeah, there will be some bear markets, but the bull is always charging. Trust me on this. High risk equals high rewards. Of course, he would be on the phone, no matter the time. In a second, I decided to change my approach. I thought laying back on the bed would remind him of our wedding night, but now I scooted to the edge and crossed my, what Preston still referred to as my gold medal gymnast's, legs. Yes, we'd been married for 8 years, but I'd been blessed to be one of those women who looked better now than on the day we'd married. I'd been a girl in 2009. Back then, even at 26, I still had my competitive gymnast's body, hardly gaining a pound after college. I was a tall gymnast, at 5'5", but I was as svelte as any who had ever glided through the air. But marriage had filled me out, and Preston always told me he loved the new bends and curves of my body, all 130 pounds of me. So I sat, tugged at my teddy to reveal even more of the little cleavage that I had, and crossed my best assets, my legs. Once Preston walked into our bedroom, he would drop the phone and the call and focus only on me.
I don't know why you don't want to trust me on this, he said as he stepped over the threshold.